Orthodox Christians go from the frying pan into the fire. Ukrainian ministries are being marginalized into silence, and disaster upon crisis hits Papua New Guinea. We'll take a look at the impact on Christians on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Iraqi Christians are facing the potential of yet another exodus. Steve Van Valkenburg of Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous Missions says,
when they've had people in their family killed or maimed, they feel like they have no other option but to leave. And what's ironic is some have gone to Syria, and now they're being driven back into Iraq because Iraq is actually a safer place than Syria is.
Violence is on the rise again in Iraq with elections coming up at the end of April. A polling station was attacked earlier this week, killing 10 guards and wounding a dozen. Iraqis displaced by violence and Syrian refugees in Iraq are facing an uncertain future. Will you pray for them?
Really, it's a hopeless situation. And somehow they need hope, and the only hope they're going to ever find will be in Christ.
Christian Aid supports an Iraqi ministry that's bringing the gospel to vulnerable populations. Find ways to help them at our website. Next, Russia has declared war on Western policy, ideology, and more, and that's having an impact on the church. A Russian ministry supporter says Ukrainian ministries are being marginalized by Russian Christians. Ukrainians aren't welcome to conduct seminars in Russia. A website for children is now questionable because it originates in Ukraine. Despite that, public prayer is again being promoted, and the churches are full again. Read the full report at our website. This is Mission Network News. Parts of Papua New Guinea are dealing with strong earthquakes, aftershocks, flooding, and now landslides. New Tribes Mission has a strong presence throughout the archipelago, but Jim Tanner says their team hasn't been affected by any of the disasters.
Our people are able to get in and out and not have any problems that way. They feared that a tsunami might come from this one, but it didn't.
A disruption now would hurt their momentum.
Most of us are doing tribal church planning. As they become proficient in the language, they do literacy to teach reading and writing, and then they start teaching.
New outreach is just taking off for new tribes. Aside from literacy courses and teaching biblical literacy,
just recently we started a new ministry in the trade language, which is called Melanesian Pidgin English. It's the largest language in the country. We've translated 9 volumes of lessons, and those are available now.
Elsewhere, Christians are raving about the movie God's Not Dead. Many have been encouraged in their faith. Its popularity has provided a unique platform for InterVarsity Christian Fellowship to talk about secular universities as a mission field. Greg Howe of InterVarsity says,
God is Not Dead tells one story about the university, but the other story I'd want to tell about the university is it's an amazing place of spiritual opportunity. For InterVarsity, we've watched the number of people coming to faith in the university double over the last 10 years. Students are hungry for the gospel and responding to it.
Howe's urging parents not to be afraid to send their kids to secular schools.
Our Lord is sovereign. There is no intellectual argument that we're encountering now that the church has not encountered for the last 2,000 years. Your children can grow in their faith at the secular university.
Go to our website for more information about Christians using the university as a mission field. And the most viewed and spiritually impacting film in the world is now available in HD. In celebration of its 35th anniversary, the Jesus film has been remastered in high definition with a complete new musical score and Dolby surround sound. Jesus film leaders hope this will open new doors to a whole new generation in North America to the story of Christ. The Jesus film is the most translated film in history. 1,197 languages. 200 million have come to Christ after watching. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. How do you get children to understand the needs around the world and have a missions heart? Vision Beyond Borders has created a 15-day children's prayer guide designed specifically for kids to pray for kids. Get a free copy for a young person in your life by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.